Good morning, everyone. I want to thank God and thank you for another day. Thank you for joining us, and I thank the Lord for allowing us to be together, to pray, to surrender to Him, and to let His will be done in our life. I want to welcome each and every one of you to another day and another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. I want to remind you that I'm your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, the First Lady and the co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church, Apostolic in Salem, New Jersey. I give God thanks because He has been good to us. And I want to encourage you to keep on trusting God and believing that He is our can give us great things and do great things for us more than we could ever ask or think of. Because He's able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen, because He's a God who's our refuge and our strength. Our scripture today will be taken from Romans 8 verse 31. And it reads, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Sometimes we can't say much for what comes our way, but we have to trust and believe that God be for us. Nothing can be against us. So let us pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to thank you for another day that you have made. I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. I want to thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. And God, as the songwriter says, sometimes our soul is not satisfied. But God, we can pray today and ask you to renew our strength. Renew our mind. And let your will be done in us, Lord Jesus. Because you are reminded us in Romans 8 verse 31. You said, "What shall we say to these things?" God, you ask us a question. What can we really say to the difficulties in our life? What can we really say to problems? What can we really say about everything that may not be perfect in life? Oh God, what can we truly say? Because we cannot say much because you are God. And Lord, we are able to surrender to you and let your will be done for us. Because God, we may be have joy, but we can have more joy when we surrender to you. We may have love, but we can have more love when we surrender to you. We'll be happy, but we can be even happier when we surrender to you. God, no matter what this world have in store, we can have more of you when we surrender to you. And so, Lord, we are praying today, God, that everyone who are listening to this podcast will get into the mode and the mood where they realize that, God, that you are our God. And what can we say about issues of this world? What can we truly say about things, God, because we just need to surrender to you and let your will be done in our life. And so, Father, we are praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that we all will get to that place where we surrender to you, where, God, we understand that you are our refuge and our strength, where we do counsel in you, knowing that you will strengthen us and you will keep us safe. You will take care of us. You will bless us. You will uplift us, God, if we just surrender to you. And so, God, like the scripture said, what can we say to these things? We cannot say much. We just got to give you thanks and praise and honor you and glorify you and trust you and believe you and take you at your word. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God, truly no one can truly be against us if you are for us. All we have to do is surrender to you and let your will be done for our life. You will intervene for us. You will make way out of nowhere. You will bless us unconditionally, more than we could ever expect and more than we could ever ask for, more than we could ever think of, because you're blessing God. God, you say you open up the windows of heaven and pour on us with a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. receive. That's how good you are and how great your blessings are. And so, God, as we go through this day, help us to thank you for reminding us that you are our God who is our refuge and our strength. Thank you for reminding us that we should not focus on things that we don't have control over. Thank you for reminding us that we should not put faith on the things of this world, but we should put faith on you. Father, help us not to give up on you. Help us not to trust the things of this world more than we trust you. Help us, Lord God, not intervene and live a life that focuses on all the things of this world more than you. But help us, God, to believe that you can do more for us than we could ever ask or think of. Oh God, many a time we lack things because we have not fully surrendered to you like you desire for us to surrender. But I'm praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, God, that each and every one would get to that place, God, where they truly surrender to you, truly take you as their refuge, truly take us as the strength that we need to go through another day. Oh God, another good day, another rejoicing day. Help us, Lord God, not to make decisions that will lead us away from you. But I'm praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, God, that will go closer to you, oh God, will surrender more to you, will stop focus on the issues of life. We start focusing on the things of this world more than we focus on you. But we'll put you first, and then all other things will be added. Lord, we will get to that place where you can be pleased with us, God. Because you said, what shall we say to these things? No matter what comes our way, God, we just got to surrender those things to you. Pray and seek you. Call on you. And Lord God, let your will be done in our life. That we'll not give up on you, God. We'll not focus, God, on the things of this world more than we focus on you. But God will surrender to you because a lot of issues we have no control over. God, we pray for our world and our country and our president and our leaders, God. But God, and all the churches and all the pastors and bishops and everyone that's calling upon you, we pray for them, God, that the power of God will intervene in their life and help them, God, to continue to grow in you and make decisions that will lead us closer and closer to you. God, help us not to give up on you, but draw us nearer to you, God. And so, Father God, we are asking you, God, for your power to move in us like ever before, God. And thank you for reminding us today that you are God be for us, hallelujah. Then who can be against us? You asked us that question, God. Help us to remember this question, God. And God, remember that no one can be against us if you are for us. If we truly surrender to you, we will see the movement of God in our life. Even when disappointment comes, even when trials and temptation come, God, you will deliver us. You will send us a breakthrough that we never even thought possible. You will send us a blessing that we never even know was going to come our way, because you are God and you never fail. God, you have always been there for us, always providing for us. And because of that, we can go through this day rejoicing and give you thanks. And thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our way maker. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being the God that we can trust and believe that nothing is impossible for you. Thank you, Father. For like the songwriter, for you have truly blessed us. And so because of that, we can go through this day rejoicing in you. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you who are listening to this podcast today. I want you to remember and trust God, because he will bless you. And if God be for us, no one can be against us. So go through this day believing God and have a great day, praying, surrendering to God, and let his will be done in our life. We'll pray again tomorrow. Bye-bye.